Unit 11. Listening Activity 1.
Hi everyone, I'm Pete, and I'm here because you're all planning to go on your very first cycling expedition across Europe. I've been there, and I'd like to share some of my experiences with you and give you some tips for making the most of such a trip. It's incredibly exciting, but it can all go horribly wrong if you don't follow some simple guidelines. I'll answer any questions at the end, so don't worry if anything occurs to you while I'm speaking. So, what will guarantee you a successful expedition? It may seem obvious, but in my opinion, it's preparation. Read as much as you can about everywhere you're going, so you can anticipate any problems that might come up. On a practical level, the first thing you need to do is arrange all the finance for the trip, which may mean looking for people to back you. I hope you've already got some sponsors in place, but you can never have too many. I emailed potential sponsors, then called, then sent letters. You'll need a great deal of patience, but finding the right person to talk to is crucial. And don't get downhearted if it takes time. One thing I was told that really helped me was not to get bogged down in detail, to set the leaving date and stick to it. And that moment of departure is a great feeling. Once you're out there on the road, there are loads of things to think about. I had this big idea of covering a predetermined distance every day, but people kept stopping me to talk about interesting things and opening up to me about their own dreams and ambitions. I got a glimpse into the day-to-day lives of people living in the different countries and cultures on the way. I felt it was important not to let the concept of cycling round Europe get in the way of the experience, which I describe as special and not something that many people get the chance to have. One family I stayed with cooked me a very traditional meal and invited the whole village to eat with us. I found that quite emotional. So don't turn down any invitations you may get, but if you have the chance to stay with families on the way, be a good guest, which is a lot to do with trying to make conversation, even if you don't speak the language, and being tidy. I describe it as not acting like I was staying in a hotel, and it taught me a lot. A bike tour is full of ups and downs. You have to deal with tiredness, boredom, that was the worst for me, and not having any personal space. On top of that, you're exposed to the elements, but remember, the lower the lows, the better the highs. There are new challenges every day, and there's also the constantly changing scenery, which I found kept things interesting. But you have to think about why you're doing the trip at all. Is it enough to do it for personal reasons? Having a goal in any challenge is important because it keeps you motivated and gives you a reason to keep going when things get tough. My motivation was raising awareness about a small, relatively unknown charity which protects wilderness areas. What I had to do during the trip was observe climate change and write about my findings on a blog that I updated every evening. I loved doing that. I also sent back photos and videos, which had an extra benefit for me personally because it meant I developed certain skills in media and communication, not to mention photography. That should stand me in good stead in the future. I'm hoping to develop my career as a journalist once I've stopped going on expeditions. So, now, is there anything you'd like to ask me? Yes, you with your hand up.